Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Well, it's too late to rescue you. They're going to barrage you with constant questions. Why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? I mean, you guys got all the answers.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fired.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off this Saturday morning, the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So typically, you know, we do a lot of interactive stuff on social media, and I'm just going ahead and letting you guys know that this morning, you know, I don't feel much like doing my own Facebook live feed. So for those of you guys that watch us on Facebook, just go to Kip's Facebook feed, watch us there. I'm going to comment on Kip's feed this morning.
Okay. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
A lot of local stuff to get to. Statesboro Blue Devils go down. They are out of the GHSA tourney, going down to Mighty Buford, as the Buford Wolves like to refer to themselves as, Mighty Buford.
Who's going to 7A next year.
Yeah.
See how mighty they are then.
Okay.
Yeah.
The Lady Pirates, the Lady Brazikai Pirates, stunned, upset, third round, Elite Eight. They went down to, tell me who it was, Kip.
Rockdale County. Didn't see that coming.
Sure didn't. They destroyed Mighty Buford in the second round, the Lady Pirates did, and then Rockdale County came up out of nowhere and got them by the ankles.
Mm. Tough loss for the Lady Pirates. Great season, though, 27-2. But that, you know, this was a team that many people expected to get to the Final Four, maybe even win a state championship, so they've got to be disappointed.
Yeah, I certainly thought they were a legitimate contender, one of the two best teams in the state, but they won't be playing for it.
I've seen a couple of high school baseball rankings come out where the Glenn Academy Red Terriers,
Number two in the state,
undefeated.
Yep.
And playing good baseball. Good program, good coaching. Just an all-around, Glenn Academy baseball's always been pretty good over the years.
Yeah, talking to a Glenn Academy Red Terror baseball alum, that's this guy.
Always been a good program.
It has been, ever since, you know, as long as I can remember, certainly when I was there, we were pretty good. Of course, we had a gentleman by the name that wore a jersey that had Wainwright written across the back as well.
Yeah, but, you know, Chuck Fair, how many games did Chuck win? 500 or more at Glenn Academy?
A lot.
I mean, so that's a good top-notch baseball program. Always has been.
Soccer program at Glenn also pretty good. 400 wins.
Coach Brockman.
Yep.
That is pretty special. How many soccer coaches can say they've got that many wins? I mean, we're going to have to look that up. That's a research. We'll research that, see if there's an all-time win number in the state of Georgia for soccer, school soccer. We'll have to look that up.
Get our stats department on that, guys. We need to look that up.
But anytime you see Bobby Brockman as a head coach, if you see that on a roster, mm-hmm. that means that team's going to be pretty good.
Well, again, you know, for a very long time, that Glenn Academy soccer team has been one of the premier soccer teams. Soccer, you know, look, the thing is about Glenn County, that Brunswick St. Simons area, you know, for those listeners that are listening to us outside of that area, you know, soccer is a pretty big deal. It always has been in Glenn County.
Soccer, golf, tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you look at Glenn Academy over the years, they've fielded great soccer teams, great tennis teams, great golf teams, numerous state titles in golf, and they're good in volleyball, especially the girls. Overall athletic program, I mean, if you look at just total athletic program, Glenn Academy's probably got the best all-around athletic program in this part of the state.
Man, that's...
I mean, you have to...
Camden, the Camden athletic programs.
They're good.
When you're talking all around, I think...
Wrestling's good at Camden.
Yeah, wrestling is very good at Camden, and their other sports are pretty good, too.
That's an interesting question. We tend to talk about athletic programs, and we look at the three major sports, football, basketball, baseball. But, you know, wrestling, look at Brunswick High's wrestling team right now. I mean, top four or five in the state. You know, there's a lot of good. You got to look at the overall athletic program, track, you know, everything. So I would say just looking at spring sports, Glenn Academy, who in these parts is better at spring sports than Glenn Academy?
And I think there's an argument to be made there. And I think that when you start getting into the all-encompassing spring and fall sports, I certainly think Glenn Academy is right there, and I certainly think Camden County is right there when you start taking everything into consideration.
But it's golf, tennis, soccer season right now, and there'll be a lot of ones by the Glenn Academy Red Terrors names in the spring, during the springtime.
Yep, and of course Southeast Bullock. When you start talking baseball season, Southeast Bullock, those Yellow Jackets.
Here we go.
You know, Jeff Davis, those guys. You know, baseball is.
Southeast Bullock. Couldn't let a segment go by, a show go by. You got to bring up Southeast Bullock. But you let off with the Southern Sports Edition Minute with a Statesboro loss. You said Statesboro loss bounces out of the state basketball tournament, and then you sit here and you want to praise Southeast Bullock for baseball. Baseball season just started. Statesboro went 24-4, but all you want to talk about is they lost to Mighty Buford, but 24-4, dude. That's a fine basketball season.
I'm not taking any shots at the Statesboro Blue Devils. I think they had a fantastic year. And look, the Southeast Bullock, typically the Southeast Bullock Yellow Jackets are very good in baseball. Right now they're off to a 3-3 start, so you got to figure they'll probably get a little better. But as far as the Statesboro Blue Devils go, the basketball team had a phenomenal year.
Go ahead and do your Bullock Academy plug too. Go ahead while we're doing it before we go to first break. Go ahead.
This is not something that I'm going to get into with you because
I mean you might as well get all the things off the list that you have to check off every week. Go ahead and do your Bullock Academy Gator plug. It's about that time. Go ahead. We're listening.
I'm just trying to tell you that the Statesboro Blue Devils had a great season.
Yes, they did. But all you mentioned is, well, Statesboro lost to Mighty Buford, and that's it. Then you want to go into just a praise session on a 3-3 baseball team.
Well, you know, you want to talk about, you mentioned the Bullock Academy. I do want to just throw this out here. Baseball-wise, they're undefeated, 5-0.
The number one sports show in the Southeast, the Jason Bishop Show with Kit Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Buying a vehicle doesn't have to be a headache. Come to Bennett Auto Group in Kingsland for the easiest car buying experience you've ever had. Your number one hometown dealer in Camden and in the Southeast. Number one in volume, number one in new cars, number one in certified pre-owned. Two locations to serve you a mile apart on Highway 40 in Kingsland, 912-729-5266 or 912-729-7100. The Bennett Auto Group, where you are treated like family. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of two-for-ones and three-for-ones. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Fine dining on St. Simon's Island since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has built a sterling reputation that is known far and near. Wine and piano bars nightly. First call specials 5 to 6:30. Catering available through Three Little Birds Coastal Catering. Reservations and gift certificates available at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197. 407 Mallory Street, just across from the Pier Village, the Georgia Sea Grill.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. The Statesboro Blue Devil basketball team had their season end at the hands of Buford in the second round of the GHSA tourney. Blue Devils lost 62-51 and finished the season 24-4. The Brunswick High Lady Pirate basketball team was stunned in the Elite Eight, going down to Rockdale County in an upset 64-56. Lady Pirates finished 27-2 on the season. And finally, congrats to Glen Academy Red Terror soccer coach Bobby Brockman on his 400th win. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch, and now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. And of course, the one sport that can't get out of its own way, Major League Baseball. Is there a bigger disappointment in the NBA than the Los Angeles Lakers? DeMar DeRozan reminds me of a man that once played in Chicago that went by the name MJ. As the World Turns, starring Aaron Rodgers and only Aaron Rodgers. Amari Cooper in black and teal. Cannot wait for the Players' Championship. Write this down. Trae Young will win an NBA title in Atlanta. Covington, Masvidal, tonight. Is anyone still interested in this? Jim Boeheim announced he will be retiring soon. No jokes here, just respect. The Guardians of Justice on Netflix, kind of out there, but I liked it. AEW just bought Ring of Honor. It is about to get real. They are coming for you, Vince McMahon. And these are my thoughts.
Did you just say, in this week in review, did you just say DeMar DeRozan reminds you of Michael Jordan? Did you just say that?
What I said, see, this is what you're trying to put words in my mouth.
That's what you said.
No, that's not what I said. What I said was that DeMar DeRozan reminded me of a man that used to play in Chicago that went by MJ.
Okay, and who is that? Who is MJ?
I used to play in Chicago. I don't need to speculate on that.
So, man, no. AEW did buy Ring of Honor, though.
Yes, they did.
Yeah. Colt Cabana.
Yep, probably on his way to AEW.
Yes. And that will get business going pretty good. Business will pick up when he comes down the ramp.
Agreed. Colt Cabana is a very talented wrestler. He spent a little bit of time in WWE, didn't work out, went back to wherever it was that he was, I guess it was Ring of Honor.
We watched on Netflix this week, Worst Roommate Ever. Watch it.
Yeah?
Crazy. True stories. Serial squatters. Look up the term.
I know what it is.
Yeah. It's like the nightmare scenario of serial squatters. Real life stories.
Okay.
Pretty interesting stuff.
That's on Netflix?
Yes.
Okay. Typically, when you make a recommendation on Netflix, I said this last week, typically when you make a recommendation on Netflix, it's pretty legit. There's only been one time where you told me to watch something that was just terrible. Other than that, your recommendations, you know, giving you credit, your recommendations have been pretty spot on.
Appreciate that.
Yeah. Do you want a recommendation from me?
Yeah.
Okay. So my recommendation, and you know, I said in the Week in Review, Guardians of Justice. It's out there. It's geared toward a certain audience. It's not for everybody. It's an acquired taste. So if you're in that audience, you'll really like it. If you're not in that audience, you won't get through the first episode. Mm. You won't like it.
We're 2 months out from Top Gun Maverick.
All right. Major League Baseball, we're changing the subject. Major League Baseball, flop. Flop. Major League Baseball can't get out of its own way. So I've got, all right, let me clear my throat.
All right.
The good of the game. Baseball is trying to find a way to survive, but the only way baseball is going to survive is by competitive balance across the sport, which is something they do not have. The Oakland Athletics, Kansas City Royals, Pittsburgh Pirates, Baltimore Orioles, those teams in Major League Baseball and several others don't have the capital or the owners that are willing to spend the capital.
Didn't the Royals win a World Series?
Not very long ago with a very low payroll. You know, and the thing is, with every rule, there's always an exception. That's always the case. The Royals are the exception. They are not the tendency.
The Orioles, Baltimore, they're just like incentivized losers. They try to lose.
Basically, what some major league owners are doing is they are allowing, they don't want to spend the money on players because it increases their bottom line, right? That's what they're doing. So every year, you think about it, for 20 years, the Orioles and the Pirates have been perennial 100-game losers.
And you look back just 3 or 4 decades ago, the Orioles and the Pirates had classic World Series in the 1970s against each other.
You're going back as far as the 70s. I'm telling you that in the 90s, the Orioles were very good.
Yes.
The early 90s, the Pirates were World Series contenders.
Yes, they were.
You know, so just as recent as that. But since then, the economic landscape of Major League Baseball through collective bargaining has vastly changed, and these owners are being allowed to do this to increase their bottom line. And at the same time, the players are wanting their salaries to keep escalating. So here's where those things kind of intersect. It's called, in Major League Baseball terms, the luxury tax, which is basically it's a soft salary cap. If a team exceeds the luxury tax, they've got to put into a pot, which then gets dispersed among all Major League Baseball teams if you spend over that. Here's my suggestion. Do away with the luxury tax. Just end it. It's stupid. Do away with the luxury tax. Put yourself a hard cap in. Put yourself a hard floor and a hard cap. You can't spend less than this, and you can't spend more than this. And bring that number down to where the Orioles and the Royals and those teams can actually be competitive. And if an owner chooses to put a product on the field like the Orioles year in, year out, you make them sell the team. If you can't afford to put a Major League Baseball product on the field, let's get an owner in here that will. You know why? Because those people that go to games in Baltimore, they deserve that.
Yes. Here's a problem. You got the elite players in Major League Baseball. They're making just bukus of money, okay? Just crazy money. But then you got the mid-range free agent. If you look at the statistics over the last 3 or 4 years, their average salary contract has gone down almost half.
Mm-hmm.
It's gone from like $11 million average contract down to $6 million and some change. So the rich get richer, the owners. The rich get richer, the players. And then you've got everybody else in between that's not. So that's kind of what's happening in baseball right now. The Yankees, Red Sox, Dodgers, you know, teams like that. Mets even throw a lot of money around.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the teams that seem to get more than their share of the high-profile free agents. And they, you know, and in the Yankees case, in the Red Sox case, those high-priced players aren't delivering right now.
The Miami Marlins cannot continually compete year in, year out. They get to a point where they have to sell off their players. Can't afford them.
My major league minor team. Minor major league team. They just ship players off, and they're great somewhere else.
Guys, you survived Valentine's Day. Good job. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to feel special year-round. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, graduation and wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy. Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 912-576-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons, including free delivery to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And, of course, go Dawgs!
You know, each and every week, this third segment comes for me, and I get so excited from the second segment, and then I realize we're going to the third segment, which is where Kip is basically just allowed to hold the show hostage and do whatever it is he wants. And Jason Bishop has absolutely no control over what happens. But, you know, buckle in. Here we go.
It's highest rated segment of the show, week in, week out. Ratings back it up.
I'd like to see those ratings. Buckle in. It's Kip's Butthurt segment.
All right, Jason. Number five on the Butthurt list this week, Major League Baseball. It's an absolute joke, man. You got to get this thing resolved. You got to come up with some sort of collective bargaining agreement. and get the product on the field. You know what you're in danger of losing, Major League Baseball? You're in danger of losing more market share than you've already lost. First of all, you don't know how to market your elite players.
Truth.
Okay? Second of all, you've got to get some caps in place. I mean, this luxury tax, like you was talking about, just it's the haves and the have-nots. And
truth.
Four or five teams in the league shouldn't be able to just control everything.
Truth.
So, and then what's going to happen with the fan base is they're going to start going to minor league baseball games.
Truth.
And they're going to start spending their money in the minor league ballparks.
A lot
and they're
cheaper.
Going to say, the heck with Major League Baseball. I'm not going there to pay $12 for a beer. I'm not going there to pay $8 for a hot dog. I'll go to the minor league park, take my family there, and spend less than $100.
Or better yet, if a family plans a trip to Atlanta, they plan to go to a Falcons game.
Number four on the butthurt list, this so-called alliance in college football between the Pac-12, the Big Ten, and the ACC. You know that we would have had a 12-team playoff?
Yeah.
If it wasn't for those three jabronis? Sound like the Rock. You had to have an 11-0 unanimous vote to change the playoff format. Now we're stuck for four more years with the four-team format because the Big Ten, the Pac-12, and the ACC didn't want to come along.
I don't think we need any more than four. My personal opinion. Have you seen the semifinal games?
Yeah, I saw. You know, you were sitting here. Yeah, I'm glad you said that because you're playing right into what I want you to say. I like the 14th playoff personally.
Me too. Well, I think we should go back.
You
to
You whining and bellyaching about the Cincinnati's and the Central Floridas of the world. We saw what happened to the Cincinnati's of the world when they got into the playoff. 13-0, they deserve to be there.
They did deserve to be there.
And then they get hammered.
They still deserve to
Alabama.
Be there. That's not their fault that they've got to play a dynasty in the first round. Do the 12
team. If you want to win, you got to play.
You know, do the 12 team playoff where Cincinnati doesn't have to play Georgia or Alabama in the first round. I think 12 teams is great.
Oh, now it's a 12 team. Okay, number three on the butt hurt list. It's getting towards March Madness. And you know, you got a historical blue blood that made the list today.
Huh.
Louisville.
Okay.
12-17. 6-13 in the ACC.
Doesn't look good.
What has happened to the Louisville Cardinals? I mean, this is a team that's won national championships in basketball. And they're just a bottom feeder now in the ACC. I don't get it. I mean, Bruce Pearl going to be the new coach of Louisville? He just re-upped at Auburn. So Louisville's got to get them a new man, and they got to get back to being Louisville again in basketball.
Would Coach K come out of retirement to coach Louisville? You heard it here first.
No.
Dun, 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 dun.
No. Number two on the butt hurt list this week.
Coach K to Louisville.
Jameson Williams.
Okay, yeah, I saw that. I saw this.
Dude, don't get hurt. That's simple, period. Don't get hurt, and then you can't make excuses. If you want to make excuses, Alabama for losing the national championship game with Georgia because we lost our two best wide receivers. Fire your strength and conditioning coordinator.
And that's probably a good point.
Injuries are part of the game. Nobody was complaining from Georgia when George Pickens, five-star receiver, was out the whole year. Dominique Blaylock, remember him? Five-star receiver, hasn't played in 2 years. Georgia was counting on him last year. Nobody was whining about that after the Atlanta loss. But, I hurt my knee in the national championship game, and that's the reason we lost. No, the reason you lost, Alabama, is because you got beat on the line of scrimmage by the Georgia Bulldogs in the fourth quarter of the national championship game. Quit making excuses. You lost.
I think at the end of the day, Alabama's supposed to have five-star recruits all over the place, five-star receivers sitting on the bench not playing. So where were those guys?
Yeah. Simple.
Next
injuries
man
are part of football.
Next man up.
If you want to make excuses about injuries, then the obvious answer is don't get hurt. Number one on the butt hurt list.
I thought that was number one.
Number one on the butt hurt list, and something's got to be done. Georgia basketball. Something's got to be done in Athens, Georgia. 6-24, 1-16 in the SEC.
Unacceptable.
No, somebody's got to get fired.
Well, that would probably be Tom Crean.
Yes, and he's got to get fired soon. Like, after this game today against Missouri, which will end the season for Georgia, there should be a press conference by noon tomorrow announcing Tom Crean's firing.
John Calipari to Georgia?
No. Georgia's got to rethink the entire basketball program. You could start by getting rid of Stegman Coliseum and building a brand new on-campus arena that's going to attract recruits. Stegman Coliseum's been around since 1964. You can only facelift it so much. It's time to build a new on-campus basketball arena, University of Georgia, if you want to improve your men's basketball program.
For complaints, do not call Bishop Media. I will give you Kit Branch's personal cell phone.
6-24, 1-16. You're playing in an antiquated place, ranked last in venues in the SEC in a couple of articles I read this week.
It's not, to your credit, it's not very eye-popping from the outside.
I mean,
to your credit.
They need a new on-campus basketball arena.
You know what is impressive?
What's that?
Vanderbilt's venue.
I mean, they play in Memorial Gymnasium.
It's fantastic.
It's been around for 100 years, but actually Vanderbilt actually wins in basketball a lot.
It's fantastic.
Georgia does not win in basketball, and in a state with 12 million people, in a state with the basketball you have in Metro Atlanta and the rest of the state, there's no reason that the University of Georgia should not be a quality basketball program.
Georgia Tech's arena.
You can name it Vince Dooley Arena. Dooley Arena.
One more thing after Vince Dooley.
I mean, you could name it Kirby. Kirby Smart Arena, too.
Because we don't have enough named after Vince Dooley in Athens.
Kirby Smart has the same number of national championships as Steve Spurrier.
And Vince Dooley. Mm-hmm.
Think about that for a second.
Yeah, think about that.
Same number of championships as Steve Spurrier. You Gators running around there, Spurrier, SOS, Stephen Orr Spurrier. Kirby Smart's got the same number of national titles as he does. And I love Spurrier.
And as the great Vince Dooley.
Vince won 200 games. Kirby, if he keeps up at the pace, he'll get there too.
One national championship for them both.
Hey, got him.
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Golden House Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden House Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden House Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simons Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Guys, you survived Valentine's Day. Good job. But that doesn't mean she doesn't want to feel special year-round. Head on down to Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick and let their friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. And don't forget, graduation and wedding seasons are just around the corner. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGIStrikeZone.com.
During the break, Kip made a really good suggestion, and you know, typically Kip doesn't make good suggestions, but this one he did. What would be the harm, the Georgia Bulldog basketball team moving away from Tom, and can walk into anybody's living room and be able to recruit on name alone, and that's Dominique Wilkins.
He is on the Mount Rushmore. He is. He's the one single face
say,
on the Mount Rushmore of Georgia basketball, Neek.
I mean, think about that. Dominique Wilkins can walk into anybody's living room and impress them. I mean, he can literally say to them, I'm Dominique Wilkins, and I used to play with Spud Webb.
See, there you go. You got to try to turn take something and turn it into a comedy skit.
What? See? That's not what I'm doing.
You sitting here talking about an NBA Hall of Famer. I'm talking about somebody that averaged probably 25 points a game for his career, won numerous slam dunk contests, and got ripped off of one against Michael Jordan that he should have won in Chicago. So, just saying.
You know who reminds me right now of Michael Jordan?
Who?
There's another guy that's playing in Chicago that does right now.
Oh, okay. All right.
I agree with you. I think that Dominique Wilkins can walk into anyone's living room and be a factor in the recruiting process. I really do. And no, I'm not trying to joke. Spud Webb was a really good NBA player. There's no shame in being on the same team with Spud Webb.
Well, see, you're implying that Spud Webb was the face of the franchise when the face of the Atlanta Hawks still today is Dominique Wilkins.
Imply that. You put those words in. See, this is all what right. You do.
We got other stuff to talk about,
you
man.
There constantly you go. Try to put words in my mouth that yeah. don't come out of it.
Okay, we got other stuff to get to.
Do you want to stick with NBA?
Let's go NBA.
I want to do college basketball.
Okay.
I want to do college basketball.
All right.
So in college basketball, we're pretty well set as far as who the top two seeds are going to be in Arizona.
Then you got a dilemma because Zaga and Arizona are out west. One of them is going to get the number one seed out west, and where do you send the other? What region? I'm thinking that you're going to send the other to the east. That's
Auburn, Duke, Kentucky, Kansas, all in the running for that for those other two number ones.
Here's my number one seeds. I'm going to give them to you right now. Here's my prediction, all right? You ready?
Okay.
Out west, I'm going to give you regions, too. Out west, I'm Gonzaga. They'll be number one seed out west. Number one seed in the east, and they're playing hot right now. Baylor. They're hot.
You're going to put Baylor in the east.
They're going to go to the east. And in the south region, I'm putting Arizona. And in the Midwest, I'm torn right now between Auburn and Duke. Whoever finishes the season stronger will probably get that number one seed in the Midwest. If not, they'll be a 1-2 seed.
If it comes down to Auburn and Duke, I think that basically boils down to, does Auburn win the SEC tournament?
And As of today, I don't think they will.
If Auburn wins the SEC tournament, they would have beaten Tennessee.
SEC tournament's going to be brutal this year. It's going to be brutal. I'm thinking right now, if I'm going to pick, I'll pick Duke in the Midwest, and I got Kentucky, Wisconsin, Auburn, and Kansas as two seeds.
Kentucky's definitely a two seed for me.
Yeah.
For me, they're not even in the running for a number one.
I got Kentucky number two out west in Zaga's region. I got Wisconsin number two in the east region where Baylor is in my predictions.
Okay.
And then I got Auburn number two in the south where Arizona's going to be. And that may be give Auburn a good path to the Final Four. And in the Midwest, I got Duke with Kansas there.
I like this. This is new. Like, you're what? Doing research for the show and actually, like, coming in with knowledge and not just winging it. Like, I like this, Kid Branch.
I do that every day.
Do you?
Yes. Right. I mean, I don't come in here and spend a half a segment talking about Bullock County. That's what you do. Why don't you just go up there and run for county commissioner,
Bullock, man? Look, Statesboro and Bullock County is one of our proud affiliates
up
there.
Yes, they are. But
so
you,
we're
if
happy
you're
to be
talk,
up. We're happy to be up there.
Give equal love. I'm tired of the disrespect the Statesboro Blue Devils get out of you. You tend to focus on Bullock Academy and Southeast Bullock with no mention of Statesboro. You might throw a little bit of stuff in there, like you come to my Facebook page trying to manipulate the masses. Statesboro had a great season.
They did have a great season.
But you started out with the minute, Statesboro lost to Mighty Buford.
Now, did they lose? They did. They lost.
That was the only mention of Statesboro.
It's ridiculous.
And didn't talk about their season. But dangerous teams. Arizona is pretty doggone good.
Dark horses to get to the Final Four. For me, Tennessee's one, Houston's another. Don't sleep on Houston. I said this a couple of years ago. Remember when Houston had that run in the NCAA tournament? And I called that. They got all the way to the Sweet 16 or Elite 8 or whatever it was.
You called them as a Final Four team. And I told you they were going to lose. You know a dangerous team? Texas Tech and the Big 12 is dangerous to me. Providence and Villanova are dangerous teams. I think either one of them could get hot in the tournament. A sleeper SEC team?
Tennessee for me.
Arkansas.
I don't think that Arkansas's got what it takes to make a deep run. Now, do I think Arkansas is capable of upsetting somebody early? Yes. But depending on where they're seated, I just don't think. Do I see Arkansas as an Elite Eight team or beyond that? No.
Okay.
No. Maybe a Sweet 16, but I don't think they get any further than that.
And I'm about to say something.
Of course you are.
That people that know me well say, so I can't believe this is coming out of his mouth. Don't sleep on the North Carolina Tar Heels. They're kind of...
They've got Duke tonight.
They're 13-5 in the ACC, playing decent basketball right now. They're a team that could get in the NCAA tournament on name and reputation and could go a long ways.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now, because this is what I do. This is why our show is as successful as it is because I give you winners. I tell you in advance who's going to win things, and then they do. That's why our show is so highly rated.
You pick every team to win, so somebody's going to win.
Which is not true.
Yes, it is. Go back and listen to the tapes.
I can tell you this right now. For those folks that believe in Gonzaga, that's fool's gold.
Yes. Yeah. Do not pick Gonzaga to win any NCAA tournament bracket because they're going to run up against somebody that's going to just physically dominate them like Baylor did last year.
I'm going to go ahead and tell you this right now. Don't bet on Gonzaga. You're better off, if you're going to take a favorite, you're better off taking Arizona than you are Gonzaga as far as a favorite. Do I think Arizona's going to win it? No, I do not. I don't think Arizona's going to win it. Do I think that Baylor's going to win it? I think they've got a pretty good shot.
Kentucky. Dangerous come tournament time. You heard it here first.
Look
Looking for the perfect place to watch the big game? Then check out Ops off of Exit 3 on I-95. Jumbo big screen HD TVs, 300-inch projector, and the most IPAs in Southeast Georgia. Not to mention the top craft beer selection anywhere in the Camden area. An extensive menu that includes pizza to burgers to wings. 1378 Boone Avenue in Kingsland. Just look for the Big Ops star sign or call ahead 976-6880. Ops, your one and only true sports bar stop.
Your Bulldog-friendly Lumber Hardware headquarters on St. Simon since 1930, so you know they're doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on Simon's, including to anywhere on the island. Call 912-638-8601 for competitive pricing at J.C. Strother Company. And be sure to stop on in for all your Yellowwood pressure-treated wood needs. And go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
It's tailgate time. Whether you're heading to the big game or having friends over, you are going to need to get your party right, and M&B Liquors has everything you need. With a large selection, and if you can't find it, the friendly M&B staff will get it for you. Going all out, M&B has you covered there too with any kind of keg you need. M&B Liquors, locally family owned and operated since 1985, off exit 29 on I-95.
Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. Full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads. You are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope.
I'm telling you right now, if UCF gets in the tournament,
don't start that.
If UCF gets tournament,
look, man,
they're dangerous.
We're sitting here trying to carry on a decent sports conversation today, and you've tried to derail us, you know, with Southeast Bullock earlier in the show.
What do you have against Southeast Bullock, by the way?
I don't have anything against them. I mean, obviously,
did a girl break up with you there in high school?
No, that's your neck of the woods. I went to Valdosta State.
I didn't go to Georgia. I mean, I went there for briefly, but yeah. I'm a Kennesaw State alum, but okay. Brother, I was up in Atlanta.
So, you have the love fest with Bullock County. I like Bullock. My daughter is in college up there, so yeah. I like Statesboro.
Yeah, Georgia Southern's a great school.
I mean, Statesboro Blue Devils put that county on the map, but I just, you know, I'm trying to preach consistency, consistently talk about, you know, things that actually win. That's Statesboro in Bullock County.
UCF, they're 17-10, right? So here's kind of the way this...
They're
this,
not getting in. You're wasting time on this. You want to talk about bubble teams, talk about Alabama. Talk about LSU. Talk about some teams on the bubble in the ACC like a Virginia or a Virginia Tech. Don't waste valuable time on this show trying to make a case for Central Florida to get in the NCAA tournament. They're only getting in if they win their conference tournament. Period. End of story.
Can I finish my thought?
Yes, go ahead.
Thanks, appreciate that. So Houston is 26-4.
They're in. 2 seed, 1-3 seed.
SMU is 21-7.
They're in.
Memphis, 18-9. This is all from the AAC. Memphis is 18-9.
They're probably in. They had a bad loss to Georgia earlier in the year, though. That might show up on the that will be brought up when you lose into a 6-24 team. That's a bad loss.
That is a terrible loss. I do think their resume, though, is pretty good. Is good enough. I don't think it's great. I think their resume is good enough that when you're trying to fill out a 64 or 68 team bracket, I think they're good enough to get there. And then right after that, in the bubble, is 17-10 UCF. Winning record in the conference, and AAC is a tough basketball conference. Even you can't argue that.
It's a 10 times better basketball conference than it is football conference. They're not in. Again, you're trying to make a case for Central Florida. They're not getting in unless they win the conference tournament.
I think Central Florida gets in as a 10 seed.
They're not getting in.
They'll get in, and they'll be a dangerous 10.
Then you've got to start talking about putting Cincinnati in. They're 17-11. I mean,
they're 17-14, but they're 7-11 in the conference. Cincinnati's not getting in.
Well, they could win the tournament and steal a bid from somebody.
It's basically as far down